Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our very good friend and longtime 14-year member, coming up on 15-year member of our Brain Trust, Peter Meyer, one of the smartest guys I know, the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, which is one of my favorite books, and Warp Speed Growth, and he's an international consultant helping companies large and small put their best foot forward in the marketplace with his great ideas and foresight. And our good friend Peter Meyer, welcome back.
Jim, thank you very much for that wonderful introduction. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's all true. So Peter, you're always thinking, you're always coming up with an interesting way to think about life, and over the holiday, you were contemplating what we learned, not only what we learned and how we learned, but what we learned about, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is a great Thanksgiving discussion because it really is about giving thanks. And I was sitting at dinner with a group of people, most of whom I did not yet know, mm-hmm. and we got into a discussion about learning, and we're all doing monologues at a certain point where we're all talking about what we think the right answer is, and we're all using the same words with different definitions, and it mm-hmm. creates what Paul Tournier called the dialogue of the deaf. And
you were talking at each other?
We were talking for ourselves mm-hmm. and waiting for our chance to talk mm-hmm. instead of trying to communicate back and forth.
What was it in the song, The Sound of Silence? People talking without listening, people speaking without hearing, that kind of thing.
Exactly mm-hmm. right. Exactly right. But that was about people in sort of a sense of sorrow. This is about people in a sense of growth and learning. But what was interesting to me is that although we're using the same word learning, it became clear after a few minutes that we weren't talking about learning in the same way. And mm-hmm. this is a fundamental, important part of how to run a business from my perspective. Do I want people to learn facts, or do I want them to learn to learn? And I was talking to these folks, and it was clear that some of the people who were teachers there were accumulating as many facts as possible and trying to be able to talk about the facts they learned. Feels good, doesn't it? And one of their sons was saying that he had been learning to learn. And that feels even
wow.
better.
So are you talking about now? One of the things that I lament is that it seems like in our fast world today, with all the fire hose of content that comes at us, and all the new media, 16 million impressions just today on Facebook and Instagram. 16 billion. With all of that, it seems like we've got all this content, but not much context. Is that what you're talking about? Is this a little different?
Let's start with that, because you're talking about the difference between information and data. There's an enormous amount of data available to each of us every day. But how do we convert the data to information? Do we simply mm-hmm. accumulate the data and hope for the best? Or do we do the active process of converting data to what's valuable, to learning as we go?
Mm-hmm.
What's more valuable, the process of learning or that which we learn? Or do we want to do both?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not arguing that one is better than the other, although I do think one's better than the other, but I'm arguing that we need to do both every day. And if we want our business to succeed, we need to help our people do both and help our customers feel both when they work with us.
It also sounds like you're saying that when we learn something, it shouldn't just inform us, it should change us. It should alter us, affect us, hopefully in a good way. And by extension, if a customer benefits from something that we offer them, that it changes them in a way that makes them be more attractive to, make us more attractive to them.
They're more attracted to us. But let's extend this yet again. You may have heard of the phrase age of the customer. When you read that book, it's really clear that what I want people to do is I want them to come to be with me and feel they are teaching themselves how to learn. If somebody comes to me and feels that they are teaching themselves how to learn and taking that I'm helping them do that, then I have a loyal customer over time because they are self-empowered to be with me and they want to be with me.
Can we talk about that? Can we, in the next segment, can we talk about how to teach yourself how to learn?
Of course.
Let's do that with Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we get smarter when Peter joined us, and so we are. So don't go away. 20 till, right back with Peter Meyer. I'm Jim Blassing, and we're going to talk about how to teach yourself how to learn. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.